The center at Church Hill closed when we got COVID, and it has remained closed ever since. And I know Councillor Donald Kelly had, you know, raised the issue in the past as well, and but it remains closed. And in recent weeks, we got notice that the primary care centre in Kilmacrenan was closing. It's been there since the 1950s. Very busy centre, and I suppose we all know that that community is continuing to grow. It was closed without any notification or any public consultation, and all of a sudden the service users got letters out to say that there would now be a bus coming out to collect them. They would make an appointment the day before and bring them into Milford. Now, that bus, Greg, would have to leave Kilmacrenan and would start collecting people at 9 a.m. and the bus would return at 1 a.m. Now, whenever you think about the types of people that are using the centres and the health problems they have, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to expect anybody to spend maybe 5 hours of their day risking cross-contamination. You know, people with maybe getting their bloods done for cancers and all types of stuff like this. And the local community are not happy with it. I've been approached to both in the Church Hill and the Kilmacrenan area, and I've been asked to raise this issue to try and have them reopened on behalf of the local community. So that's where we're at. Mm. Currently, we have a petition, an online petition, and we've also got sheets and a number of locations in Termon and the Church Hill areas. I think in Termon, they're in Mandy Sweeney's shop, the Breving and the Lagoon shop, Kilmacrenan. They're in the post office, Northwest Aluminium, and the Millbridge shop. And at Church Hill, we've got the Church Hill and Glen Swilly areas. We have them in Wilkins Bar. We have them in Kiernan's and New Mills and McFadden's and Brina. And there seems to be a lot of people signing the petitions, because we have had phone calls looking for more sheets out to these shops. So that's currently where it's at.
You know, the solution for many is not actually a solution at all. You know, on the face of it, if you're sitting in an office in Dublin or elsewhere, you'll say, right, we'll have a shuttle bus and we'll take them in from Kilmacrenan and Churchill and the surrounding areas into Milford. But as you say, you know, that's an arduous journey for some. I think you make an interesting point about cross-contamination, given the fact that that was the reason the Churchill Primary Care Centre closed to begin with, presumably to stop cross-contamination with COVID. But again, it always, for me, it comes back to those who actually opt not to go for treatment or care because they just don't want to undertake this five-hour bus trip for whatever, not five-hour bus trip, but it, you know, it is effectively a round trip with a stop in Milford, that they will just go, nah, not doing that, it's too much of a handling, or you know, they might have issues in actually using the service itself, you know, because we are talking primarily about older people who might have mobility issues and what have you.
That's absolutely correct, Greg. And I think, you know, whenever you've got a local centre in either Church Hill or Kilmacrenan, a lot of their family, some people can drive themselves, obviously, to their appointments, but many people, their family can drop them off. They can go to the shop, get a, do about some of their business, then they get a call to come and collect me again. Get home, you know, it's kind of all turned around in the minimum amount of time. But the problem is, you know, this is, seems to be a part of the government's agenda, and that's contributing to the shutdown of rural Ireland. We can look at, like, the Garda stations, the post offices, and now it's the primary care centres. And, you know, I think the people out there are absolutely sick of it. And I think it's time for us to stand up as a community, as other communities need to stand up and say, no, we've had enough of this. We want our local services and our local villages. And Kilmacrenan and Church Hill are both thriving communities. You know, they're not in decline, and there's no reason that these centres were closed down without any public consultation. And if there was public consultation, I can guarantee you the result of it.
Yeah, but that's why we don't do public consultation.
That's correct.
I mean, you know, but again, you know, if they, obviously they feel there's capacity in Milford for to be bussing people from Kilmacrenan, Churchill and surrounding areas, what is the motivation for centralising services in Milford, I wonder?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, Greg. We haven't been told that. And, you know, they said that they have an extra room there. And, you know, but I mean, the cost of bussing people in from the hinterland and to Milford and taking them back out, that's not cheap. And You know, we also have to think about winter days whenever the roads are frozen over. The buses won't be able to get up the back roads to collect the people to get them out, whereas their family members would get a four-wheel drive or a Jeep or something and get them into Kilmacrenan or get them into Churchill when they needed to be there. So there's a lot of problems. You know, it's just not straightforward. And what I want to do is to get a strong number of people to come out and support the campaign. I believe that our next move will be to have a public meeting on it, and that we'll get a petition or a delegation then to go and meet with the HSE, looking for these two centres to be reopened again and do the right thing for
the
people.
Did they give a reason? I mean, obviously, it's the Churchill Centre that closed during COVID, is that correct?
Correct.
Right, so never waste a crisis, we get that. Kilmacrenan, was in the letter that was sent out, I haven't had an opportunity to see it. I know you're not here to speak on behalf of the HSE, but did they give a reason as to why these services were being centralised?
There's no reason given for it at all, Greg. It just tells the service users that their appointments will now be.
And it'll be a central pickup point then, presumably. They're not going door to door, so they're asking.
Well, I think what they're saying is that they are going to go door to door. Yeah.
Okay. Right. But your feedback certainly is that people want these services in their local community for good reason.
Across the board, I've hadn't spoken to one person that thinks it's a good idea to centralise it. And what we have to realise is that both Churchill and Kilmacrenan, they serve a massive hunterland, you know. Mm. You go right down into Glensholy, Glendone, back into Tento, on the Churchill out to Shopper, basically back to the Claremont's Junction, and the Kilmacrenan one goes right into Ballyhale, out includes Termon, you know, right back out to Elliston. So these are massive hunterlands that these centres are serving. So what we're asking today is as many people as possible to please get out, sign the petitions. I think it's a very, very important issue. And as I say, we're not accepting that these centres are going to be closed. We're not going to be part of the demise of rural Ireland. And I think it's high time that we stood up for ourselves and let the government know loud and clear that we want them open.
Yeah, government might not even know this is happening, but I take your point. You believe it's part of a wider sort of agenda. Okay, you mentioned where these petitions are for people to sign. We've contacted the HSE with a view to getting an actual reason. You know, I think service providers, at the very least, even say, well, this will be far more convenient because of such and such, or we're doing this for this reason, rather than just saying that's the way it is, like it or lump it, because I know there are people who won't get on that bus, and what happens to them.
That's exactly right, Greg, and to follow up on your point, I sent a letter on the 27th of February, or an email to the HSE, asking them to come back and give me the reasons for it. I haven't heard anything back from them since. But in a funny twist, they did put a statement out on Highland Radio the following day, you know, saying that services were going to continue for these people, but they were going to be in Milford. But it didn't give any reasons for it.
Okay.
It was just a general statement, the same as the letters that the service users got. Mm-hmm. And they haven't come back to me on it at all. You know, I find it a bit strange.